I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. A new survey out from the Institute for Policy Studies and United for a Fair Economy says that some of the companies with the biggest problems have given their CEOs the biggest pay raises. Joining us now from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, this can't be good news for corporate executives in this country who've already taken a lot of criticism for their enormous salaries.
No, it's certainly not. We've already had everything from golden parachutes being given to CEOs who've been fired because of fraud at their companies to airline executives giving themselves raises while asking unions to take massive pay and benefit cuts. So this report is kind of like the top layer of, a pig pile on the executive suite.
So the gist of this report is that the more layoffs a company has, the bigger the raise the CEO gets?
Right. The survey authors looked at the 50 companies with the most layoffs in 2001 and then looked at what the CEO got in terms of a salary bump the next year, and the average raise was 44%. Now compare that to what CEOs got overall that year, 6%. The report singles out two execs, first for the most layoffs in relation to salary increase, and Hewlett-Packard's Carly Fiorina took that title. Almost 27,000 workers fired, and her pay jumped 231%. Now, the company says it's because of a performance-related bonus. And AOL Time Warner's former CEO, Gerald Levin, is cited as the one with the biggest percentage raise, 1,612%. After 4,400 layoffs. The company says that's because he exercised some stock options.
But when companies impose layoffs, isn't it usually to please investors who want to see a better bottom line, more profits?
Yeah, it is. But what the report's authors argue is that, you know, sure, if you have to have layoffs, you have to have layoffs. But they should be, A, accompanied by similar pain for the chief executive, no raises, no bonuses if people are losing their jobs, and B, those layoffs should prompt better corporate performance. And in the case of a lot of these companies, including HP and AOL Time Warner, that is simply not the case.
But layoffs aren't the only factor here. Executives are also rewarded for other things most of us would consider bad news.
Yep, we've heard a lot recently about the massive shortfalls in corporate pension funds lately, and it turns out the worse off your company's pension fund, the more likely you are as CEO to get a fat raise, 59% more than the average. And the more subsidiaries you have headquartered offshore, protected from U.S. taxes, the more you will get in salary. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the downside of the round-the-clock workforce.
Thanks, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.